Blog Talk Radio.
With our theme song tonight, Manic Monday, with Michelle Costa and Ron Rad. Well, tonight we have a great show. Welcome to everyone in the chat room, all the guests that's listening. Welcome. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show. Call in at 347-237-5506. But anyways, and when you do call in, push 1 if you want to talk to the host. Because if you don't push 1, I think you're just listening in.
Welcome, everyone, to the Rad Reality Show. It's August 8th, 2011. You're listening to the Manic Monday Show with Michelle Costa. I'll be your co-host tonight for the evening, along with Paul Reed. He's on the phone line with us. And Michelle has a very special guest who will be joining us a little bit later tonight. I don't know for sure, but could it be? I don't think it's Satan. I think it's Evil Dick. I had to do that, Michelle. How are you tonight?
Hey, Cherry, that was hilarious. I am doing great. I'm excited about our guest. I'm sure he has a lot to say of the debacle that has happened within the 24 hours of the Big Brother house. If you don't think that it could get any more freaking trucks, fingernails down the chalkboard, irritating, annoying, and just plain old, what the hell were you thinking, Kalia Kong? I don't even know what to say. I'm shocked. And you know what? We'll be talking a lot about it today, won't we?
Yes, we will. There's going to be a lot of Kalia talking tonight. I don't know what that girl is thinking, but somebody please explain it to me.
You know, you ask and ask and ask for the power because you want the power. You can't handle the power, just hand the HOH to somebody else, okay? Because, you know, you made a big move and then you just poof, like a little puff of smoke at the end, poof. Like, you know when the wily coyote is being chased around and all he ends up is flying off the cliff in a poof of smoke? That would be Kalia.
That's
big
cool,
poof
yeah.
of smoke right now.
Good analogy.
I don't know. I mean, Danny, someone please just help her. Please send in Cassie or Dominic. All you people thinking Brendan out there, no. You don't want to see that. It's not going to be drama. No.
No more toe.
No more Buki. No more Buki. We can't deal with this. And it'd be funny, you know, because everybody, we're going to be spoiling it tonight. LaJuan is up, and I think he's happy about it. I think he's very happy about it, which I don't know why. If he thinks that he's going to be safe, he's very, very mistaken. You know, this word pawn that people throw around so easily, I want to explain what pawn is and what pawn is to me. Okay, you put somebody up as a pawn because you put them next to the person you want to go home. What does the pawn really mean? It's the other person. You don't care if they go home. It's not the person you put up. It's not the person you put up because I'm keeping you safe, you know. It's the other person that you say, you know what, if they vote them out, who cares, you know. I mean, I did it with Libra and Keisha. I specifically put Keisha up because I knew Libra was going home, but if it were for Keisha to go home, I wasn't going to be upset about it. I'm certainly not going to put my alliance up. I don't what's going on here. But Danny must be like, oh, my God, why? This poor girl, she's trying. The only thing she can do is win next week, and then hopefully somebody comes in that helps her. Imagine if Luan stays, or Luan gets back in and beats whoever gets voted in by America. That will be a whole nother bunch of stuff that we're going to talk about if that would happen. What would happen if Luan gets kicked off and actually beats, say, Brendan or Dominic to come back into the house? What kind of effect would that put?
Oh, man.
And what happens if they don't even know that whoever gets back is automatic HOH? We don't know. Imagine if they threw that in there.
Well,
so you're not going to be competing for HOH.
Michelle?
Yes, Paul?
Every other season that they've brought somebody back in, they have had an endurance comp. So that's likely the same recipe again, that the two will compete, and whoever wins will go out to an endurance comp.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed, because we all know that Danny is really good at endurance. So let's hope. Cross all our fingers, our toes, our legs, our arms. Cross whatever you have that can be crossed.
For those people that might be just joining, because we are getting a flood of people, there's probably over 30 people logged in as guests, but we have a lot of our familiar chatters in there. Welcome to everyone. But just to let you know, Dick will be coming in about 20 minutes, Michelle?
Yes, in about 20 minutes. So everybody
and
be prepared.
If you call in, make sure you press 1 if you want to talk.
I think
347-237-5506. Press 1, please.
Yep. And I think there's a couple people that are currently just listening to the show on their phone, and they're probably waiting to push 1 until ED comes on. That's my guess. But we'll find out.
But if they want to press 1 and talk about this great conversation we're having, they can.
I'm wondering, what is your sense, Michelle? I never thought Brendan would stand a chance with the America vote, but, you know, I don't know what the CBS watchers, you know, those that aren't on the feeds all the time, do you think that Brendan even stands a chance to get voted as one of the returnees?
You know, the more and more I'm watching my Facebook and Twitter and people responding back, the people that do not have the live feeds, which are a majority of the people that watch Big Brother, they don't go onto the networking sites, onto the different websites. They don't really know anything besides what CBS is showing them. And CBS can edit really good, I'll tell you that.
I'll be leaving you guys. I got to screen some calls.
Okay. I'm thinking that, you know, the more people don't want somebody in there, it's like the more the people want to vote for that person. I don't get it. I mean, do we want to watch more crying, more bookie wookie?
No.
Don't get in the middle of me and my man. And I don't know if I want to see that again. I want to see some good game going down. And, you know, sometimes it's better to separate a couple to get their best gameplay. Or to see them melt down and break down because they can only have that person to stand on, you know, to have their back. So, I want to keep it the way it is without Brendan in and bring back somebody else. I think that would be good. But you know what? Everything that you don't want will happen. I've seen that in the Big Brother. You want it that bad, it'll be opposite. Don't you agree, Chari? Mm-hmm. I mean,
I do.
It's getting to the point where it's like you want to be like, go Keith.
No. Let's bring up a caller or two to chat with us until Evil calls in.
Great.
Because I know a couple of these callers would love to talk to you about this.
Oh, so, awesome.
Patrick, you are on the Rad Reality Show.
Hey, Michelle. Hey, Shay. And hey, everyone else. So,
hello, Mr. Patrick. How are you? And what do you have to say? Because I know you just want to get into it. No, hi. How are you? Let's just get into it, babe.
Well, this week has been like, Paul was saying it on the phone when he was screening me. He was like, this week must have been like a roller coaster of emotions for you in the Big Brother house. And it was. When Kalia won, I was just like screaming at the TV. I was like, no. And then nominates Rachel and Jeff, and I was like sad. Then Jeff wins the veto, and I was really sad. I was like, are you serious? Brendan and Rachel back to back. And now this happened. I was like checking Twitter all day at work, dancing around work. My boss is like, what is going on with you? And I was like, Big Brother.
So you're thinking that Rachel's going to stay, or do you think Brendan's coming back? What are you thinking now?
I think, okay, Rachel's going to stay. I would bet my like life savings on that. Luan will leave because Luan is like asking people to vote him out from what I've heard. Because Kalia, Luan, and Danielle think that Luan is being voted out only to be brought back as HOH. That's my understanding.
Wow.
That's why Kalia did what she did, because she's like, no, they want to pull a fast one on me, and they want me to nominate one of my targets so that they come back, and it's all drama because now I can't compete in HOH, and they're the HOH, and it's just going to be great for TV. Well, I'll show them, and I'll nominate one of my alliances.
All right, Patrick, let me give you a scenario. Let's say that it goes 3-3, and Kalia has to break the tie. Are you saying, from what you're feeling, that she will break the tie by voting Luan out?
Yeah, that is what I've heard, because they actually think that whoever's being voted out will turn around and be like, surprise, I'm HOH now, because they think that CBS wants to create drama and they want to throw in something because Evil Dick left early. So they think that this is their way of adding another week. And so they think that if Luan voted out, that he wins HOH.
Let's bring in Anne-Marie and see what Anne-Marie thinks about this. Anne-Marie, you're live on the Rad Reality Show. What do you think about all this?
Oh, I'm trying to stay away. I've been watching this 24/7. It's really interesting this year. You can't even leave the feeds. And this new plan of, hi, everyone, Patrick, Michelle.
Hi, Anne-Marie.
Yeah. I got to take the earphone. Let me see. I'm so excited. I just was watching. What Kalia is trying to do is save Danielle. Danielle, I think, is like, oh, my God. Don't you, Michelle? I think Danielle's going, oh, this isn't going to work.
See, the problem with these house guests is that they think they have an idea of what's going on. When you're in the house, you go crazy, you go delusional, you think, like, you know, the whole world's against you. They're going on a limb here, and this is a huge, huge limb that they're going on that's got a big, gigantic crack in it, and it's going to break.
Yeah.
I mean, would you risk that? Would you risk setting somebody out of your alliance to think maybe, possibly, they might come back? You know it's not going to be as easy as, hey, come back in the door, all right. It's not going to be that easy. She should have risked it with somebody else that's not, maybe an Adam. Something like that, if that was her plan.
Still. I don't think, when you do the votes, I mean, she gave up one of her votes by putting Luan up.
Right.
Yeah. So I think Rachel has a good chance of staying. You know, because that's when they're going to, because they were talking about, all right, when do we tell everybody we're keeping Rachel? And I've been going to CBS, I've been on Morty's, and the people who are talking about, Brendan He amazingly, because I voted for him. Sorry, Michelle.
Thank you, Emily.
I know I did. I
unbelievable.
I wanted to see the face and the drama, not that you know the. I just figured he's a better fighter than Rachel. I had wished he had stayed in a way because I thought people were saying, oh, we wish Rachel would stay, but she did go a little cuckoo because he left.
For Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah. So, but I think Cassie has a good chance. I think if LaJuan walks out that door, bye-bye, because he's not very good in comms. So whatever they're going to have to go up against Cassie, I don't think Dominic is going to get back. Because on the polls, if you watch it, it looks a lot like Cassie is first.
Okay,
back,
so do they
in.
They have the poll? Is this on CBS, or where did you see this poll?
No, Michelle, there are several Big Brother sites, et cetera, that say, you know what, let's see what our followers are doing.
Right.
Yeah.
But
which is totally different than what the CBS viewers are going to be voting.
That's the issue. That's why.
Right. That's the thing. That's
mentioned.
The difference between the feed watchers, who I think will those votes, I believe, will be split between Dominic and Cassie.
Right.
And the CBS viewers, who I believe might be leaning toward Brendan going back in the house. And that's the difference between us feed watchers, who sometimes forget about the people who don't watch the feeds and only watch the CBS show. They have a very different viewpoint of the show than we who watch the feeds 24/7. And sometimes we forget that they have a very powerful vote. And I think they'll probably lean toward Brendan, which I really don't want to see go back.
Well, let me tell you, that would be, I know you don't want to bet, if they cut out all that mushy mush, because they're very mushy.
They would be extra mushy, okay? There would be extra mush going on.
Well, I know, that's the problem. But I bet people, I mean, Danielle wanted to make a big move because she wanted to prove something in a way that she's a good play, as good a player as her father. Again, those two needed each other in that game because, you know, if one got off the other, they were great. You know, I mean, they did it together. Now, this time, Kalia wants to make a big move because people have been saying, it's Danielle, you're playing Danielle's game. So this is her way to get out of Danielle's shadow.
The only shadow now she's going under is Shelly's shadow.
Oh, Shelly's good.
Shelly is the little puppet master. People thinking
good.
It's Danny, and it's not. It's Shelly.
Oh.
But I think that this week's vote will expose Shelly because if anything, she's going on both sides right now. She's going on that side. She's going on this side. But this week, she's going to have the vote unless Kalia tells her, listen, Shelly, you got to vote for LaJuan to go out. And then, you know, they still won't know that what side Shelly's on.
Would be perfect for Shelly.
Yeah, that would be perfect for Shelly.
From my understanding, Kalia is going to tell everyone that, and then she's going to pitch the idea to Rachel, hey, girl, I'm helping you out. You need to return me the favor. And really, the entire time, it's Kalia's plan because she thinks LaJuan is coming back to win HOH. So I think I would put my life savings that Rachel's staying this week because even LaJuan wants to be evicted. Danielle wants, you guys are saying Danielle must be so mad at Kalia. Look, Danielle, Kalia, and LaJuan all came up with a plan together. It wasn't just Kalia.
Oh,
LaJuan volunteered himself.
But if you saw, LaJuan then ran around because I can't believe, did you see that today? He couldn't. He was pretending that he didn't know.
Yeah, but he told them he was going to pretend.
Yeah.
Who the heck in their right mind would want to get voted off of Big Brother?
I'm telling you.
Am I the only one that's like, these freaking people are freaking nuts, okay?
What the frig
is wrong with them? I think Kalia should have nominated herself on the block for being an idiot and just said, I want to nominate my stupid ass on the block, okay? And just give me a bunch of snacks and I'll be happy and we'll just, you know, wait out for 2 days.
The dumbest move ever from Big Brother away from Marcellus and put it on myself. Put me on the block straight from HOH and vote me out.
Just like, you know, what the frig?
Another funny thing is LaJuan is like, hey, girls, if this doesn't work, at least I made jury. That's all I want. I want that extra stipend for the next, like, month and a half, 2 months. The funny thing is, he doesn't know someone is, like, coming back and replacing him, so he won't be on the jury if he does.
Thank you, Patrick. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because he's like, it's okay, I'm at least going to make the jury, so I'll at least get paid for the rest of the summer. Little does he know, that's probably not the case if he leaves.
Right.
So you're saying that this the person that's going out this week will not go into the jury house?
Correct.
Is that what you guys think? Let me see here. I'm going to do Shelly.
If you try to figure it out, maybe I think that's right.
Portia. Maybe. I mean, I'm not sure.
Because nine people
and
if he ever comes back.
Michelle, there's currently nine people in the house, and the person that comes to face off from the sequestered four will be number 10. So whoever
moves
out, they don't go to the jury.
But we don't know. There could be another twist where they will add America to be the ninth jury member or whatever.
Yeah, that's
possible. And they can have the game-breaking vote. We don't know. We don't really know. I don't know if Big Brother had this planned or because of Dick leaving, if it kind of, you know, messed up a little bit and they came up with this bringing back somebody deal.
Yeah, but it's been really good. And now every person, if you realize, like Keith and the people who have gone out, Keith and Dom, basically threw their comp and almost walked, you know, all right, bye, guys. I'm out of here.
I guess LaJuan hasn't done anything, and he probably thinks, hey, here's something I can do.
Yeah, he hasn't done.
I'm going to just vote myself to get off the game. Yeah.
He's
going to be thinking he's the biggest idiot when he gets out and sees all everything that went down. Oh, man.
Can you imagine when whoever walks out, if it's Rachel, she'll be gone crazy. If it's Brendan out the door. Outside, because I don't know, we're voting, but can CBS fudge it?
I'm wondering where are they going to do this competition against the next house guest that's coming in that's voted by America and the one getting evicted. Are they going to do it right in front of Julie Chen, right when she's talking to them? Are they going to do it in the house? Where do you guys think they're going to be doing it?
I think it's going to be in the backyard.
I agree.
Oh, you think it'll be in front of everybody?
I agree.
They're going to have to do it during the show, and then right after it's done, they're going to send them back in either to do the HOH competition or they might not know will be another twist is whoever wins that whatever competition between the house guests coming in and whoever gets evicted, they will be automatic HOH.
That would be something.
What's going to happen?
I mean, these people are saying they're going to stay true to Kalia and Danielle, but the minute one of them get HOH, they're not keeping their word.
Oh, if they honestly think that any of them are going to keep their promise about not putting them up the next week if they get it, they have to be, again, nuts.
Well,
but we obviously know that they're a freaking bag of nuts, so.
That's what always amazes me in this game, because they all say, are you going to come, like last year and this year, they go to each person, are you coming after me? Of course they are. They're going to come after anybody, everyone. I don't know why they want everybody's word. You won't be after me. You won't be after me. They have to.
Kalia, who, when you have HOH, you already have a target on your back. You're going to make people mad. You put them on the block. Yes, okay. But why would she go to everybody and be like, well, you know, Danny, I was maybe thinking about putting you up next to Rachel. What do you think?
I know.
And Portia, I was thinking about putting you up. Not only did you make a big target and you thought by doing this you were going to get people on your side, but now you made everybody else pissed off because you put that thought in their mind that you possibly might put them on the block. What do you think that person's going to think when they're HOH? Well, Kalia said she told me to my face that she wants to put me in the block or was considering it. I'm going to put her up before she does, before she gets me. So she made not only a big target on her back, but the biggest target you could possibly get and the stupidest move at that point by putting up LaJuan.
Did you see Danielle's face last night when she looked at Kalia and said, how can you guarantee 2 weeks? I mean, it was like, it's an impossible dream. How can any of them say, well, we won't touch you for 2 weeks?
Patrick and
I love
we've got calls back.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Okay, bye. Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you soon. Patrick?
Yeah?
I'm going to have to go ahead and let you go, hon. We've got calls backing up. Thanks so much
okay,
for calling
bye.
In, babe.
All right, thanks,
bye-bye.
Patrick.
Yeah, bye.
Okay. We have now got someone who will be doing calls for Superpass coming up on the line. Hello, Michelle from the Bronx.
Hello, hello, hello.
Michelle from the Bronx in the house. I know you have a lot to say, girl. I know you've got a lot to say.
Does somebody want to throw up a disclaimer right now?
Disclaimer's up. It's been up since the beginning of the show.
Sweet. All right. So my whole take on this is Kalia talked herself out of the game. She talked so much, she talked circles around her own plans. And it didn't take much for Shelly to stick the stick out and trip her up as she was riding that stupid bicycle around in circles.
Yeah.
Big time. Danny.
She made a bad move.
Danny is on damage control. Danny doesn't care. She's been doing damage control since she's been there. So she's like, fine. If you're going to do it this way, she was pissed off. She went downstairs. She rethought it. And she's like, you know what? I got no blood on my hands. Let Kalia look like the loser. I'll deal with whatever. And then when my time comes, I'll let Kalia take the fall for everything, and she'll be gone. Kalia is a strong player. She knows Kalia knows everything. Kalia told her that she lied about everything, saw all the seasons. Kalia definitely told everybody she didn't. So Danny has all these tiny little tidbits of information that others don't. That's a threat to Danny.
Yeah, I think, you know what, you're right, Michelle. You know what? I think Danny realized, holy shit, I can't do anything to change this crazy girl's mind. So instead of jumping ship again, let me just go with the flow. As long as she doesn't put me on the block, I'll be fine.
Right.
And then figure it out next week and see what this whole person coming back or this person getting evicted coming back, because they still think that it's whoever gets evicted is coming right back in. They don't know that there's other people going to be competing. But, yeah, Danny had to basically do damage control. Perfect words. Perfect. I think at first she was like, what the hell? I actually thought, with all this that was developing yesterday, I had 1,500 text messages in 5 minutes. I said, what the heck is going on? I start reading. I'm going, heck no, this ain't going on right now. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I was thinking to the point that she was ready to put Danny on the block. I was like, I thought Danny was going to go crazy, and she was going to be like, all right, I got to put Danny on the block. You know? And I was like, oh, my goodness. I'm Team Danny. I want her to make it far. And, boy, I'm telling you one thing. If she does make it to the finals, she definitely worked for it, and she deserves to win.
Yes, I agree. I am Team Danny. I like Danny. I like her a lot. I think that, you know, she keeps fighting from the bottom, and she just gets a glimmer of light on that top of the ladder, and she gets knocked right back down. But she's scrappy, man. She can fight. So it's cool, you know. It's cool to watch all that.
Michelle from the Bronx, this is Paul. I've been in the screening room. We have a caller that has a blocked caller ID that had their hand raised. And if they're listening, I keep saying hello to you, but all I'm hearing is like you're pressing numbers, but you were not responding to me. I thought I heard some volume, but you weren't hearing me. So I don't know what the problem is, but I will go back into the screening room again and try. Talk to you guys later.
Okay.
That's the disclaimer.
Call the
disclaimer.
I'm going to bring in another person to join us in this conversation. Kansas, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
God.
How are you, girl?
Hey, yo.
Kansas,
you're always 2 minutes too late.
Gosh darn it, Kansas.
I joined you guys late. I joined you about 20 after, but I caught most of what you were talking about.
Kansas, you missed it. Patrick was on here defending the honor of Brendan and Rachel.
You guys, do you think Brendan's going to be coming back?
No,
please
no.
This is what's making me sick. I see Brendan coming back and joining Rachel again.
It's got to be Dominic. Dominic will be in favor with the Jays. He will be out for Danny because Danny screwed his game up. He's been sitting in 3 weeks saying, I let a girl screw my game. I let a girl screw my game. They're keeping me here for a reason. I let a girl screw my game. He might play nice with Danny, but he knows that he can't get far with Danny. He can't do that. So he's going to have to readjust his game. bring in Dom, that's somebody in ally for the Jays. Danny will definitely be safe for at least 2 weeks with Dominic in the house. That's
yeah.
fine with me.
Me too.
Get rid of a couple of other people. It's a good deal.
Yeah, but
Kalia
do you think that Dom's really going to, because Dom, I guess you guys can say that Danny got him out, but really in actuality, Jeff and Jordan told them that he was going to be safe, don't go for the power veto, you know, which another stupid move that these house guests are doing, always try
yeah.
to win the power veto. And I think that he's got a little chip on his shoulder with that situation. I don't think he's going to come in there like, fuck you, Danny. Excuse
no.
my French.
No.
Excuse my French.
No.
But
he
I think he's going to be like, Danny, let's go balls to the walls and let's kick some booty.
Because in his interview, he didn't say anything bad about Danny.
Excuse me, everyone. I'm going to have to interrupt you. We've got our special guest on
oh,
the
sweet.
Line now. So I'm going to have to let everyone go.
Well,
and we're going to bring up
me.
Our special guest.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, thank you. And I'll talk to
bye.
You guys on Twitter. Bye.
Thank
right.
you for calling
bye
in.
Bye.
Bye, Michelle.
You.
Bye, Kansas.
Hello.
Evil Dick, hello. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show.
How are you guys?
Hey,
we're
Dick.
Great.
How are
you?
Good, good, good. So I heard you while I was on hold talking all the crap that these idiots are pulling in the house right now.
Oh, my God. Dick, can you believe it? Right after I got off the show with you last night,
no
all
kidding.
Hell broke loose.
It was, I don't know what the hell's going on. You know, you have to give credit to Shelley.
Yeah.
None of this would have even happened.
But I'm going to interrupt, Dick. Fill us in. Where did you leave off? What was going on when things started to change?
Right after I did the show last night, after the show aired Eastern, I'm sure by the time that the show aired Pacific time, everything started going down. And that's when Shelley had the bright idea of floating the idea to Kalia to put Portia up because Portia's scared shitless right now. Can I cuss on here?
Absolutely, you can cuss.
Oh, okay. So Portia, or Kalia's scared shitless because Jeff is, you know, you're going to be our number one target. Jeff's number one target changes with anybody that's even, like, talking about putting him up. So I don't know why this is a big and so big and scary, but, you know, she is in a panic and looking for a way out. And Shelley comes up with this great idea to talk to Kalia. She gets in her ear, and as far as Kalia knows, she's in an alliance with Shelley. That's how blind that both Danielle and Kalia are to what's going on with Shelley. Danielle keeps saying over and over and over, she's really shady. I don't trust her. This and that and the other thing. But yet, Shelley's pulling the Dr. Will by putting these little seeds into Kalia, or we could say Twinkies, and she just gobbles them on down. And, you know, this girl is so afraid of being looked at like Danielle is running her HOH, but yet now she's letting – she hasn't made a decision in the HOH. There hasn't been a worse HOH since Howie in season 6 when he let run his HOH.
I don't know about you, Dick. I will ask Michelle. But what does it do to your mind when you get the HOH for the first time? I mean, does that just – do you just kind of go crazy again up there and questioning what you're doing?
You want to take that one, Michelle?
Well, you know, at first you're just excited to win the HOH, and then you realize, oh, shit, I have to get some blood on my hands. But you know what? Like, you have to make the decisions, because if you're not HOH, it could be your ass on the block. So, I mean, there's all – you're going to make a dumb move. You're going to get somebody mad at you. I just don't understand why Clea is getting everybody mad at her. Stick with the people that are mad at you, like Jeff and Jordan and Rachel. They all know that they hate each other. Why wouldn't she put up Jordan? I don't know. Putting other targets on her back with her own alliance and having Shelley run it all for her, you know, maybe Kalia wanted to be like, well, Danny's not running it. I'm running it. But in actuality, she just went and handed it over to Shelley.
Yeah.
And I really don't understand what she was thinking. Like, she wanted the power, but she can't handle it. You know,
that's exactly right. She wanted to come off when she made the nomination. She wanted to come off like a badass. And then she started thinking, what goes through HOH, you know, for the first time? It's HOH syndrome. And different people handle it different way. With Rachel, Jordan, Jeff, and Brendan, they all ran around the house wearing crowns like they couldn't be defeated or dethroned. Now, Kalia was doing the same thing until she has to do this replacement nominee. Then she starts thinking, oh, my God, my HOH is really ending after this, and they're going to come after my ass now. So how can I skate out of this without anybody being mad at me? This is exactly what she's looking for. Danielle, on the other hand, knows what she should do, but is unable to convince Kalia to think like a rational person and who to put up. Danielle's verbal powers of
persuasion,
manipulation, just aren't there, period.
Hey,
Danielle comes off like when she's talking to people and she wants to convince them to do something, whether it be right or wrong, she comes off like what she's asking them to do is in Danielle's best interest. She doesn't say this is best for our alliance. She doesn't say or make it seem as though she's talking in a way that it is making it good for the HOH that's in power, how this is going to help them out. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. It keeps coming across as this is what I selfishly want for Danielle, whereas she should say it in a way that is supporting more than herself.
Absolutely. That's why Brendan and Rachel said, you know, hey, fuck you. There's no way. She's pushing this so hard. This has nothing to do with Dom helping us. This has something, everything to do with Dominic helping Danielle. And then when Danielle, when they say, you know, she feels that they're leaning towards not agreeing with her, what happens? She gets pissed off, and she goes, if this happens and Dominic goes home, I'm going to be so pissed. I'm going to be furious. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. Well, who cares what you're going to be? It makes no difference because this is not helping us. This is helping you. And she's so transparent with her arguments that everybody can totally see through it.
That's kind of what Shelley was able to do in her negotiations, if you will, make her think that it was best for her.
Absolutely.
For
she even went so far as to say, don't tell anybody that I'm telling you this. That, you know, let them think that this is your idea. You don't want to be in the shadow of Danielle. This is your HOH. This is your decision. And let them know that I'm making a stand. This is my decision. And that's exactly what Kalia wanted, besides somebody to listen to her talk for hours on end.
Kalia
didn't
realize
that
she's
Kalia's
not going to make
week.
It to the HOH without having a target on her back from someone. I mean, it's just not possible. She's
well,
going to have a target on her back.
Well, the thing is, she already had a target on her back. Jeff told her flat out to her face the week before when Danielle was HOH. He said, Danielle's going and you're going the week after. Like he's like, you know, Jesus Christ with a magic scepter or something. But, you know, he told her right to her face, you know, we're coming after you. She's already had these people. She's in the opposite alliance. How stupid is this woman? You're in the opposite alliance. This is what happens. You pick each other up.
That's why I think she should have put Jordan up, because if Jeff's saying that to her, you know that obviously Jordan feels the same way. So why not just go with the right, sure move that's not going to put another target on your back? The target's already there. Now, Dick, what do you think about Mr. Wonderful Lawan deciding that
Jesus,
he wants to be voted out?
You know, this is somebody wrote me on Twitter and said something like, taking a line from Star Wars, you know, killing me, as Obi-Wan says when he was fighting Darth Vader, destroying me or killing me, I will only come back stronger. You know, this is like their philosophy. And the vets were saying the same thing. This is like my tweet has been hashtag cast of clowns. Because nobody knows what the hell is going on, and I'm looking for the Volkswagen that they all piled out of, because nobody knows what the hell they're talking about. Nobody knows what's going on. Julie Chen said, you know, the next house gets evicted, could be coming back. Now, all of a sudden, this could be coming back is turned into, it will absolutely, positively be coming back. And according to Luan, not only will he be coming back, but they're not even going to have an HOH competition. They're just going to grant him the HOH for being evicted and coming back in the same day. These people are idiots, all of them. It's unbelievable.
You know, it's a killer clown people
from outer space.
I mean, they're purposely losing the POV. They're voting themselves up. Like, what the hell is wrong with these people?
Hold on a second. I am going to take credit for these idiots putting themselves or throwing the POVs. That was my suggestion while I was in the house with the Golden Geek. And I told them part of the deal was, if we need you to throw a POV, you need to throw the POV. We need all of your votes until the Golden Key is taken away, so on and so forth. And I had like half of the house, half of the newbies, agreeing to do anything that we wanted to, for them to do. So that's where all this throwing the POV crap came in. And these people are just so stupid. Who sits on the block and throws the goddamn POV?
Hey, Dominic.
Dick. Hey, Dick, this is Paul again. I just have to know. I know you've watched other seasons and you sit there and you think about, you know, what they should do and, you know, what idiots and stuff. But is there a different dynamic for you this year, knowing that you still could have been in there?
Yeah, the dynamic is, Jesus Christ, why did I leave? I could have walked away with another $500,000.
Right? Oh, you could have floated right by there. Jeez.
You know, everybody's going to say, oh, Dick and his ego, blah, 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 all of this crap. But I don't care what anybody says. Look at this cast. Look at how they're playing. The vets, the newbies, everyone, everyone. The toughest thing for me would have been basically Danielle trying to get me out. That she was talking about the first week would have backfired on her and she would have ended up going home. And really, I mean, unless there was some random thing that could have happened, which always does happen. But I mean, even now, if I would have kept the vets together, if I was in, the vets would have still been together. And look at everyone that's been HOH. This week would have been the first possible week that I could have gone up out of everyone. And the way that Rachel and Brendan were acting like the king and queen, I guarantee you that their asses would have been on the block this week.
Now, the whole thing with the vets, now, they were in power and they thought they were the, you know, the almighty in the house. But see how it changes when the newbies get, you know, HOH? What, did they not expect that it was going to come back at them? Like, did they expect that they were going to not put them up? I mean, they got to understand that you guys win HOH, we win HOH, you're going to go up, we're going to go up. That's got to be in their mind that they know that. And they're like kind of like shocked and surprised that, oh, my God, you know, they're putting us on the block.
Isn't it unbelievable? You know, and even Jordan last night on the show saying, you know, we've had to fight every week to be here. And it's like, are you kidding me? I'm like, your ass went up as a pawn. This is the first time that Jeff is up. You guys have had to skate for the first 4 weeks all the way through the Golden Key. You haven't had to fight for shit. Well, what the hell is she talking about?
I mean, I think if it keeps up like this, Jordan may just win another $500,000 at this point because...
you know... And the rest of the cast should go kill themselves afterwards.
First they can
I'm
come on our shows, and then they can do whatever they want to themselves.
It's like, it's unbelievable, the game that's going on right now. I expected so much more from Danielle. And, you know, I said it on the show, I said it on the internet, and I'm not just, like, ripping on Danielle, but the truth of the matter is that she's so desperate to get out from under my shadow. How many times have you heard Danielle say, just the show, not even the feeds, just the show. You know, if you want to win this, you got to make a big move. You got to take chances. You got to do this. Everything's about a big move, even in her HOH blog. You know, she's talking about a big move. And sometimes the biggest move is not making a move. Sometimes the biggest move is to just shut the fuck up. Sit on your Golden Key, relax, let the game play out until you have to play. Not just
yeah,
going
right.
in and going after and breaking up your own alliance for for no reason. It was just ridiculous.
It's the timing of the biggest move. Now, people that get into the final two always want to say, this is what I did to deserve to win, and they like to bring up, this is a big move that I made. Well, the big move doesn't have to come in week two.
Oh, absolutely not. When I interviewed Jordan in the backyard after the finale of season 11, I sat there and I said, so what do you think was your biggest move? Jordan looked at me like I was speaking Chinese. She tipped her head from side to side like a dog, and she goes, I don't really think I had one. No shit. So sometimes you don't even need to make a big move. Sometimes you just need to skate by, which is what happened in 11, where all the players picked each other off earlier in the game, and they left Jordan, Kevin, and Natalie to fight it out in Final Three, which I think was the worst Final Three in the history of the show.
Well, Evil Dick, would you be up for taking a few callers?
Sure.
Great. I'll bring one up right now.
Let's bring up a caller.
Christina, you are on the Rad Reality Show with Evil Dick and Michelle Casta.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Dick.
Hello, my Tina. How are you, girl?
I'm great. How are you?
We're limiting
calls.
Well, Evil Dick is on. Would you like
to
ask him something
tonight? Because we have a lot of callers.
I would like to ask him something. Okay. Yeah, I actually waited until he came on to call in, so go figure that. Sorry, Michelle.
No worries.
I want to know what you think. Yeah, I want to know what you think, what the two, like the evicted house guests and the people that are voted, the person that's voted back in to play, what do you think kind of comp they will play, and what do you think the comp will be for HOH?
Oh,
just out of guessing.
Who knows? Who knows? I have absolutely no idea. I think that with everything going on, it's going to put CBS under some time constraints. So
mm-hmm.
I could see the comp between the two people being something that has to do with questions about the house guests or
mm-hmm.
something like that. Maybe very similar to the third part of the three-part HOH at the end of the season where they have to get the best out of seven or something like that. To make it quick and easy.
Yeah.
The HOH competition, I think you're looking at questions again, and I think it's going to be pretty straight-up questions. That way they could get both things out of the way within a live show. I don't think that they're going to make this into an endurance competition to where it goes on to next week, but that's a possibility as well. I think it's too close in between the last endurance, which was only it'll be 2 weeks ago when they played
yeah.
this one. I think that both be questions.
Dick, do you think that maybe they'll throw a little twist in there, like whoever out of the vote, the person voted in by America and whoever's evicted, that they're going to be automatic HOH?
No, that's what LaJuan is dreaming about. They've never given an HOH to anyone. It would be totally unfair to let two evicted people not only just come back in the game, one of them, come back in the game, but to just hand them HOH. They've never handed an HOH to anyone. Not going to happen.
I agree.
Well,
Christina, thank you for calling in. I'm going to go ahead to another caller.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Latina. Oh, it's going
to
be interesting, I'll tell you.
To Vinny, you are live on the air on the Rad Reality Show with Evil Dick and Michelle Casta.
What's up, Michelle? What's up, Evil Dick? I just got one question to ask you, Evil Dick. Do you think if Casey comes back in this house, it's going to help Daniela? Because I really hope in the God that Dominic don't come in this house, because I want your daughter to get her head back in the game, because out of all the vets, I think she deserves it. What do you think? Do you think they'll team up?
I've said this before, and I'm assuming you're talking about Cassie, since Casey was on season 11.
I mean, Cassie, yeah, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, sorry about that.
I don't want to see anybody in a fucking banana suit come back on the show.
I got thrown off, yeah, Cassie.
Now,
I think it
here's
was
my opinion about Cassie.
Yeah.
Cassie got very, very close with Shelley the week that they were on up on the block, and they did nothing but nonstop talk to each other. You know, she cried that Rachel was a bitch, so on and so forth. She's going to go running right back to Shelley. That's exactly what's going to happen. And
yeah.
right now Shelley is aligned with Jeff Jordan and Rachel,
right.
with Portia as a side alliance. So with LaJuan going home, with LaJuan being up, Lauren is going home. Don't even question this fact. If there's not going to be any kind of surprise, Rachel's not going to have the Dustin face. What's that?
You think he really is going to walk out of that house?
Lauren, absolutely,
yeah.
Without a doubt, no question whatsoever.
If, no offense,
if you were watching
Lane,
the feeds, you would have seen
this season.
Last night, you would have seen Jeff and Jordan and Shelly in the storage room doing the happy dance for about a half an hour.
Yes, yeah,
they look like the Peanuts there when Snoopy's happy and he throws his head in the air and his feet are going 900 miles an hour. Adam is voting out Lawan. And
wow,
that takes
man.
Care of the numbers right
this,
there.
This season sucks. No offense. I like your daughter and everything, but this season
blows. I'm not offended.
And
I'm not in
more,
there.
And one more thing, Michelle. You know how Jeff walks around and he did nothing but last year and played a martyr card with Jesse? Don't you think he's doing the same thing this season, trying to act like he's running the whole house, him and Jordan? Like, I don't know. I feel like he's doing I'm not dissing Jesse's game. I'm just saying, don't you think he's acting the way he accused Jesse of?
I totally agree with you. And to go on that point, I think we touched a little bit on this yesterday, Dick. But, you know, you guys saw that, you know, Jordan was really complaining about, you know, why are we going up? We should get
the
floaters out. We should get the floaters out. We should get the floaters out. But in actuality, isn't Jordan a floater?
Jordan is definitely a floater. Jordan won the game.
Wait, Jordan this season is not a floater.
No,
Jordan has been aligned with the vets from the beginning. She's not floating back and forth to whoever's in power. She is with the alliance that she is with. Jordan in her season, was most definitely a floater. They didn't know which way they were. They didn't even know they were fucking playing a game.
Yeah,
Jordan's
true.
Biggest concern was, is there any more cookie dough in the refrigerator?
Dick, and here's the difference, Dick. She came into her season really not knowing anything about Big Brother. Now she has an idea of what the show is, you know, the game is like, and she's got a little spark to her and has a better understanding of the dynamics, and that's why I do like her a lot better this year.
Well, I think Dick's daughter got a big shot. I still think she's got a big shot this year. I still think she's going to go through, and it shows me that Kalia got no backbone, and I just don't know why your daughter teamed up with her. I would have went with Nutty Rachel and just rode the wave with her.
No, she had to. She had to go with her. She burned all of those bridges. She didn't just burn those bridges. She blew them up.
I think
she's
going to turn on your
daughter.
Jeff
and Jordan. She blew up the bridge with Rachel, and along with that bridge, little did she know, but she blew up the bridge with Shelly as well.
Yeah.
She was stuck with Kalia. She's the only one that could sit there and take Kalia's nonstop ranting and babble. So she would sit there, and if you look, the last 2 weeks, this is another part of HOH syndrome. Neither one of them have left the goddamn HOH. They've been up in the HOH all the time instead of trying to be downstairs, seeing who's talking with who, noticing that everybody's dancing in the goddamn storage room, and everything else is going on.
Yeah, and you guys
and
Kalia
can't keep her mouth closed.
And one more
everybody
question.
Knew Lawan was going up before he went up.
And one quick question, really quick. Michelle and Dick, are you kind of disappointed that it's not an All-Stars? Because I think you should have came back, Memphis, Keisha, Dick, even Jen from Dick's season, I think you guys would have had a good All-Stars. You guys a little disappointed on that?
Well, you know
what?
For me, I think...
I would not be disappointed if I never saw Jen again. Sorry.
No, just because of her craziness that you guys, I think, should have all been in that house. I think, I don't know what CBS was thinking this year. I just wanted to know your answers on that, if you guys are disappointed on that.
I mean, I think that it's still a possibility that All-Stars will happen, maybe next year. And I would not want to be... I would not have wanted to come back in the house because in the beginning you had to team up with somebody, and you guys know that in the Big Brother game you don't want to team up with somebody and have to be stuck with somebody because you have to worry about their mouth and what they're doing and who they're saying and who they're freaking talking shit to. And that's just another person that you don't want to have to worry about. So, I mean, of course you want to go back in the house. Yes, absolutely. But am I upset that I didn't go back this season? Yes, of course. But who would I have teamed up with? Jesse? And I would have been out the first week. What the frig?
Jesse would have been out the first week.
You guys would have
actually, you guys would have been in the Vets Alliance, and you would have been safe up until...
I would have had the golden key for 4 weeks. All right.
But yeah, exactly. I just wanted to let you guys both rock, and I'm still voting for Danielle. I hope she makes it. Be good, guys.
Thank you, Vinny, so much.
Okay.
Thanks, Vinny. Okay, we're going to go on and take Miss Anne Marie.
Hi. Oh, good. Hi, Dick. How you doing? Love your show, too. I watch it all the time. Listen, I don't know if you got my message, but
Danielle, you always say, said the kiss of death. She said, this is my house. And you've always said, I've watched you in your interviews, that the minute someone says, this is my house, they're a goner.
They're gone within a week. I've never seen anybody say, this is my house, and still be there 2 weeks later.
Oh, so it doesn't pertain to her.
No, I'm giving her 2 weeks till she's gone.
Oh, okay.
You know,
you're saying next week
thing.
She's out of here.
I think that if they don't win HOH, that there's a damn good chance that Danielle will be gone. Even if she wins the POV, I think that if that side of the house wins again, her ass will be up on the block again. But you can't always win when you need to win, which she did one time this season. Kalia was masterful at the last HOH. So far as the questions go, if you saw who she put up against each other, when they got the question right, they picked two people they wanted to go against each other. Her choices were horrible. Her first choice was LaJuan against Rachel. Why would you put someone in your own alliance against Rachel? Why wouldn't you put Jeff against Rachel? Because then one of them goes out of the competition right away.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's what I wanted to ask you.
Thank you
for calling
back, Anne-Marie.
I started
talking about Jeff with the this is my house thing.
Yeah.
I know she's gone, but I'm going to go on with it.
Ronnie said it too, and the first one
I noticed that said it was Jace running through the house in season 5. This is my house. You guys are going to be gone, blah, blah, blah. And Jace was gone the next week with the six-finger plan. So it's a matter of getting overly cocky. No one is ever safe in the house. And when you start feeling that you are running things, is normally when you go. Overconfident.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
You're
well,
right. You're absolutely right.
See you later.
Thanks, Anne-Marie.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Anne-Marie.
Bye-bye. And we have got someone who her screen name has been Deb Mrs. Evil for years. So I'm going to bring her up next. Hi, Deb, Mrs. Evil. You're live on the Rad Reality Show with Evil Dick and Michelle Costa.
Hi, Terry.
Hi,
how
Michelle.
Are you? Hi, Dick.
Hello, hello.
My question has to do with Shelley, I guess. Right now, it seems to me, in a house of fools, she's playing the masterful game. And I'm wondering if you guys think she might be able to pull this off to at least get down to, like, the final four.
We were talking about that yesterday on my RTVZone.com show with Dick and Knight show, where my question that I posed to the panel was, how long do you think it will be until Shelley's game unravels? Because I think it's inevitable. Even the master of all time, Dr. Will.
True.
His game unraveled in All-Stars at the end because Janelle and Erica spoke to each other. People talk in the house. And especially when you have people like Rachel and Kalia who can't keep their mouth closed to save their life. Right now, if you don't know this, watching the feeds, Jeff and Jordan and Shelley haven't even told Rachel. I mean, if they have, it's been within the last couple hours.
Rachel kind of knows now. And the first thing she did was run around and start talking, and they were like, shut the F up.
Yeah, and everyone, when the last I saw, they were all saying, don't tell her anything because she can't keep her mouth closed. And this is a big deal because if you let on that you know you're staying, this is the same thing that I told to Jessica when we were supposedly keeping Jessica in and we were going to vote Jamaica out. Jamaica had to be convinced that she was going home. Jessica had to act like she was going home. And Jessica's sitting there going, well, you know, next week what I'm going to do, and I just look at her, I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, you need to keep your mouth closed. You don't need to be talking about, like, next week you're going to be here. You need to be sad that if I'm here next week, you know, and this kind of stuff. Because if they let on, then the other side, Kalia, Danielle, and LaJuan, then they're going to, well, they might not figure it out because they're so goddamn stupid. But normally someone in the house would figure it out just from their reaction. When Kale was supposed to be going home and we were convincing Kale she was going to go home and we were going to keep the other person, I knew someone told her. When I saw her sit down and eat a bowl of slop 10 minutes before the live show. Why in the hell is someone that knows they're going home going to sit and eat a bowl of slop 10 minutes before the live show?
Exactly.
So they can have steak
and
lobster when they leave. And that's how I knew that somebody was telling somebody something. I knew that there was a leak. And that's when I ended up walking in on Kale and Dustin dancing in the back bedroom. And I'm like, it's this asshole. So,
Rachel kind of settled down, but it looked for a little bit there like she was going to end up pissing off Jeff Jordan and Shelley and would have got her ass booted, but I think she's okay now.
Rachel's an idiot. She's terrible.
But
she's a
right
terrible
now,
player.
Right now, I'm rooting for Shelley. I mean, she's playing a hell of a game right now. When she falls, she'll fall, I guess, but at least she's making it interesting.
Her being outed and her whole game coming unraveled does not necessarily mean that she's going to go home or she's going to fall.
Right.
It just depends on how she recovers. But it is going to come out. This I can guarantee you.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it will eventually.
It's just when will it come out and what will it do to disrupt the game is the next question. Because I feel like Shelley it's going to blow up in her face. I was hoping that, you know, they weren't as dumb to vote Luan out, and then they could have seen where Shelley sat in her votes because she would have ended up voting to keep Rachel.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
And
that
I was hoping for that.
Right.
I was hoping for that. And then when I hear Luan is trying to get everybody to vote for him, I'm like, what's that? There goes that shot of, like, outing Shelley.
So Marcellus,
you know?
Yeah.
Marcellus will no longer have the stupidest move in Big Brother history, huh?
For sure.
No, he won't.
I'm not sure.
That earlier.
I think he's going to wear that crown forever, to be honest with you, because even Howie didn't take that crown away from him when he let Maggie run his HOH in season 6.
Hey, let me just interrupt for a quick second here. There are a couple people listening, and if you're wanting to talk, make sure you push the 1 so I know you want to talk. The other thing is, Dick, if there's anything you would like to promote, you can do it on the show, and we'll put it in the links or whatever in the chat room as well. Christina is in our chat room, and she'll post links or anything. Is there anything?
No, right on. Just the rtvzone.com. That's my website, and that's where I do my recaps and have all kinds of stuff posted. We do recaps on not just Big Brother, but I'll be doing recaps on Survivor again this season with the top Survivor stars. There's a Bachelor recap with Jesse Sinsak that just ended. He's going to be doing the Bachelor Pad starting this week. We have an MTV Rivals recap going on. We're going to have a Top Chef and one of the fashion show recap. Matter of fact, Marcella said that he would be interested in doing one of the Top Model or Runway, whatever the hell it is, recap. So there's a lot of stuff going on the website, and that's what I'm doing.
This is so funny because I don't know if you know this, but at least on Blog Talk, anytime you type in Dick in the chat room, you get asterisk, you get it gets blocked.
It blocks
out.
It out.
But that's what happened in season 8 in the CBS chat rooms or message boards as well. Nobody could write my name down because they thought it was like penis.
Evil penis is here.
Yeah,
that's
what
right.
We've done in the Blog Talk room as well.
Okay, well, thanks, guys. I know you have more calls. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Steph, for calling in. You have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I have so much fun having you on, Evil Dick. I can't believe it. It's been great.
No, it's my pleasure. I've put my summer aside for Big Brother, and, you know, I got sidetracked. So, you know, I'm keeping up with it the best I can with my daughter in the house and all of that stuff right now. And have been, and especially since I was in the house, it just like eats me from the inside out. Another 500,000 I could have had.
Oh, gosh.
And believe me,
we're
upset. We wanted to see you just shred that house and, you know, what could have been. And maybe you'll get another shot, I'm hoping, you know. So,
yeah, I'm hoping too. I would have preferred
being
in the house. We'll have to see what happens. But I think that everyone's biggest desire, fan-wise, and production-wise, to be honest with you, was for me to go and just tear up Rachel. But,
yeah.
If you saw my season and how brutal I was to some of those people, Rachel, I mean, Jeff said boo to her and she ran in the bushes and cried for a half an hour. Rachel would have committed live suicide on the live feeds had I gone off on her. It just wouldn't have been fair.
You would have just had to look at her wrong and she would have... probably
oh, she was just
done that.
Yeah, she's just a mess.
Well, Dick, if there's any more, you know, final thoughts, anything you want to say about Big Brother game before you go, we really appreciate you calling in. But any last words, thoughts, anything?
No, go to eBay and check out my stuff I'm selling. Go to deadclubs.com and check out. I got some merch on there, including a Too Many Clowns, Not Enough Circuses shirt that I wore on the last appearance I made on Big Brother, which fits the season perfectly, I might add.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. So,
Paul, I just came
it's
out of
be
the
fun
streaming
to watch
room.
I just
hear
this way.
I'm
Dick
sorry,
leaving?
I couldn't hear you, Evil Dick. What was that?
I was just saying it's going to be fun to watch this play out this week. And this week actually could end the game. The game could be over in favor of the vets. And then it's just a matter of picking people off. And I hope it's not. I know everybody really enjoyed the power swing when Danielle won HOH. And then even if you weren't a Kalia fan, which I'm not by any means, seeing the power stay on that side of the house, thinking that they're going to really, you know, shake it up and then, you know, having her pull this crap, it's just so disappointing. And, you know, I hope something happens to recover this season, but I have a feeling that this season's not going to be recoverable.
Yeah.
And at this point, you know,
I certainly hate to hear that.
I have been online, you know, campaigning to get Dom back in the house to be the one with the most votes to go up against whoever goes out. And I find it funny that everybody's like, oh, if Rachel goes out, she'll beat him. She's not that great. Everybody gives her way too much credit. She's won three competitions this season, one of which was a POV where every other pair, the other two pairs in the POV, were throwing the POV. They were the only ones that could win. And the first HOH that me and Danielle gave her, because I don't give a shit about having cookies or pictures or a letter. Let her. I ran Rachel's HOH that first week. So why do I need to be HOH? So
yeah, you don't get the blood on your hands at all, so it works out good.
Exactly. And she takes, like, let her head inflate, let her walk around like Queen Rachel. I don't care, because that's just going to make her more of a target than I am. And saying that, like, literally, saying that is really saying something, because me walking in that house, I had to be the biggest target of anyone ever.
Yeah.
Right. E.D., we have another caller, I think, with a question for you. Ben, you're live on air with Red Reality Show, Evil Dick, and Michelle Costa.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's
good,
up, Ben?
Up?
Boom, boom.
How you doing, girl? Dick, this is Ben from Toys for Tots up in New Hampshire. We spoke back around Christmas, and I just wanted to thank you again for calling in to that event. That was it was a lot of fun. I just wanted to I want to clear something up real quick. Did you say you were or were not a fan of Shelley's?
I personally, I like Shelley. I think that Shelley's playing a good game. I think what I don't like about Shelley is the biggest liar in the house. Shelley walks around like she's the perfect, I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I'm walking out of here with integrity, I'm not going to do anything in here that's going to have any backlash in the real world, and she's the most full of shit person that's in the house. I think I would like Shelley as a player and on the show much more if she just owned it and went in the diary room and said, these people are a bunch of clowns, and I am going to kick their ass. I'm playing everybody in the house. Look at what I did here. Look at what I did there. But instead, she just tries to come off like all sweet and innocent, and everybody watching knows that she's full of shit. And I think that's why a lot of people really don't like Shelley.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think about Shelley? What do you think about Shelley going around today talking about how she has tons of money and she doesn't need the money, she doesn't need to win? I think that was kind of a stupid move by Shelley. She's making these big moves behind the scenes with nobody knowing, but then yet she goes and tells people that she's basically rich and doesn't need the money. What do you think about that?
I think people are idiots that do that. I think that Lane that did that last year, he was an idiot as well. Why are you going to give somebody the money that doesn't need the money? And from what I understood, what I understood is the jury last year played the votes for television. They made an agreement with each other that Hayden should win. I don't even think Brittany wanted to vote for Lane. But they made an agreement to make it good for television, like anything could have saved that season, that they were going to split the votes and give Hayden a 4-3 win. So saying stuff like that, if I was in the house, I would be using that like a $5 whore.
Yep.
We've got a couple of back questions, too, if I can get those in.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Leanne, Lisa wants to know if you had any arguments in the house before the feeds came on. And what?
No.
No, I've been, if you look at anybody, everyone in the house, even now, besides my daughter, has nothing but very, very good things to say about me. I was
I was in,
I could have never even dreamed of getting myself in the situation that I'd gotten myself into in just 1 week. In 1 week, I was the leader of like the strongest alliance that was in the house. I was in good with every one of the newbies. I wasn't ignoring people, no matter how irritating they were, like Adam. You know, I was befriending them. Adam talks about me like I'm Jesus Christ.
All right, yeah,
and
that was another question. What do you think of Adam's bromance with you?
I think it's a bromance in his head. Adam is a tool. He's not a good player. He's just there. He tries so hard. It just comes off so ridiculous. Last night in the show, he shaved his goatee, and I put a comparison of him to Uncle Fester up on the screen, both with light bulbs in their mouth. And then last night, I saw Adam sitting there with the glasses they had to wear in the food competition on, and I posted on Twitter, doesn't this guy look like the Six Flags dancing old man with these glasses on? And I must have gotten, like literally, I must have gotten like 200 replies saying, oh, my God, that's exactly what he looks like.
That is hilarious.
The thing that bothers me about somebody like Adam, and I have a big feeling that it's going to happen with him, the non-player, the big floater, is going to end up with the swing vote and the deciding vote on somebody that's going to go home very soon. And that's way too much power for someone that does absolutely nothing in the game.
All right, I do have to get this in. I'm going to trump everybody else that has a question just because I have to know. Watching you in your season, we know how you exploited or went after weaknesses in some of the players in the house. Who do you think you would have gone after in that house, and would you have gone after either Rachel or Jordan if their significant others were still there?
Oh, I don't care who's there. Matter of fact, I have a feeling that when it came down to it with the vets, that I would have actually had it out with Jeff first. But the way that Rachel and Brendan were acting, it's hard to say because we were in alliance together. I would have stuck to the alliance at least until this point in the game. So I don't think – I would have done everything I could to keep it together, and I wouldn't have, like, gone off on them. But I could definitely
see at the beginning of the game,
having it out with Jeff.
I mean, even – You had Portia also, you know, drawn in. But as time went on, would you have kind of exploited her wacky, I don't know how to describe it.
Oh, I would have had Portia would have been like my puppy dog in the house.
I bet
she would have. No, she would have been. She would have been on a leash on all fours following me around like the whole season.
I bet she would have.
She was
I can
like,
see that. I really can, Dick. I really can see that.
And what is so stupid about all of the players in the house right now, and more so for Danielle and Kalia, is the fact that they're letting people like Adam and they're letting who's the other and Portia in particular, they're not giving them any attention at all. They're ignoring them. There are two votes in the house, and you are aligned with the Juan and Kalia, and you're letting these two people just slide.
Yeah,
so they're not giving them any attention.
Agree.
So Adam is going to go, and he's been trying to align with the vets, but the vets just think he's such a tool that they're keeping him on the outside. That's why Adam has ended up floating, because nobody will take him in an alliance, which is just ridiculous. At least make him feel like he's in your alliance or something, and you have that vote. But
you know,
this is why they feel like, oh, Adam's not going to vote Luan out. And Adam's sitting there going, this idiot volunteered to go on the block and go home? Yes, I'm voting him out.
It's like there's
exactly.
two extra votes in the house and nobody seems interested in them on either side. And
no, that's what I'm saying.
I don't
and
get
it's
it.
Two votes.
Yeah.
It's two votes
we
and
have...
there's nine people left. That's, that's ridiculous. One of them, somebody's going home on Thursday. and there's going to be 8 people left, you know, not counting the fact that somebody's coming back. But that's 25% of the votes that are being ignored.
Right.
It's just as stupid. And this is the same thing and the same way that Danielle played in season 8 when she was ignoring Zach. And I kept telling her to go make friends with Zach. He's an idiot. I don't care. He's a vote. And right now we need the votes. So you go make friends with him. And that's when they started palling around together after about a week or so.
We've got another caller that's been on hold for quite some time, so I'm going to bring this caller up.
I don't know what the house is thinking. They just are. You think by now that they would have figured out that they're playing a game? I don't know what the hell they think they're doing.
Hello? You are live on the air with Rad Reality Show with Evil Dick and Michelle Costa. Thank you so much for holding for so long.
No problem. Hi, Ed.
How are you?
Good. You just answered my tweet. You never know if a meteor is going to fall on the BB house, you know? Things do happen.
What was the question? What was the question, something like the best thing to happen this season?
Yeah, listen, it is a boring season without you, but my question to you is, bringing Dom in the house, I don't understand why you think that would be best when you know how distracted Danielle gets with Dom.
Okay, now, I've gone over this on Twitter, and my thing has changed from yesterday to today. And the reason is because these idiots are self-destructing, and they're not doing anything to help themselves.
Right.
I was campaigning for Dom as strictly... Not for a showman for my daughter, not because it's Dom, but because I felt that he would align with Danielle before anyone else, and they needed the numbers. So if Rachel was going and Dom ended up coming back, they're losing one, and Danielle's side is gaining one. Instead, these idiots are putting up one of their own, and, you know, more than likely what's going to happen is, you know, you're going to get a Brendan or a Cassie come back, and they're going to line up with the Jeff and Jordan side. They don't even realize it yet, but they just shot themselves in the vagina, and the game is over.
All righty, then.
I love it. Oh, gosh.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I hate when that happens, too.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Dick, you know what I wanted to ask you? What did you think about Rachel, like, kind of following Danielle yesterday when they had her on the show and kind of hovering over her and talking shit to her? What did you think about that?
That's what you did to Jen in season 8.
No, actually, that's what Jen did to me in season 8. What they can't show, it doesn't come off very well, is somebody doing that to annoy you. Where they just follow you around the house. And finally, after, like, you know, a half an hour of it, I would turn around to Jen and just say, "You want it? You got it, bitch." And I would unload on her. And that's what it would end up making the show. But they wouldn't show her, like, walking around like she's, like, queen after she, like, won a POV or, like, some bullshit like that. Matter of fact, the second HOH, I went up to Jen and called her a bitch, I think, like, 10 or 15 minutes before we played the HOH. And then after she won HOH, I went up afterwards, after when we were locked down inside, and I said, I want you to know that there's no misunderstanding here, and there's no mind changing or anything. You're still a fucking bitch.
She was so annoying.
So I thought it was very funny how Danielle on the show was like, I've never seen them ever. When you're sitting around the table waiting for nominations, everyone is – this is the most annoying part about being on Big Brother. You have to sit outside for like an hour and a half on the outside patio furniture. Everyone has to. Nobody's allowed to go to the hammock or in the pool or work out. Everyone has to sit on the furniture, and everyone has to be quiet so they can get these shots of concern on everyone's face. They're just bored out of their fucking mind. Then you sit at the table inside, and they want you to be quiet so they could get these shots that they cut in to the show as well. And I've never seen them ever play anything of anyone talking to each other while they're sitting at the table. So Danielle's saying, "Really? Is this necessary? Does she have to be on top of me with her foot touching me?" I thought was hilarious.
Yes.
That was cool.
Yes, I was like, yeah, but I wish they would, like, have showed more of it because you really didn't see much, but you know that obviously Rachel was saying something to her, but you're right, Dick. You can't say anything. You're not allowed to talk to each other. You can't do anything but sit there and shut up, and that's what they want you to do. So they allowed this to happen, obviously, for the drama effect, but I was like, why would Rachel be, you know, going behind her, talking shit, you know, annoying her when she knows she's on the block, and the least that you want to do is annoy people. That's why I was kind of hoping that, okay, maybe after all this stupid crap of Luan being put up, Rachel will still open her freaking big mouth and, I guess, as Dick would say, shoot herself in the vagina. But I'm looking to see at what everything's going on, and unfortunately, I don't think she's going to be shot in the vagina right now.
No,
which is unfortunate.
And she's
live on the live
feeds,
at least.
Because she had no business being in the house at this point with the way that she's acted. And, I mean, she's just proved to all of America that really, this girl needs medication. And I'm being in all seriousness. If she's not bipolar, I don't know who is. If she's HOH, she's a bitch with attitude. You know, jumping around in the HOH, walking around with the crown. If she's not HOH, she's in a pity party and doing nothing but crying. And, you know, 9/10 of that crying is fake crying, where I think I've seen in all of the shows, she's cried like in almost every episode that she's not HOH, but I've seen one actual tear come out of her eye duct.
And it's not for a lack of people trying to talk, you know, some positive things to her. I mean, Reagan tried a lot in his, you know, last season, and Shelley's tried a lot. I loved on the feeds the other night when Rachel came into the purple room and Shelley was in there, and Shelley had been trying and trying and trying to talk sense into her previously, and she comes in talking again, and she just says, why don't you just go up and ask Kalia the questions? It was like, I'm done talking with you. It's pointless.
Yeah. Well, that wouldn't work either, because Kalia does nothing but talk. She doesn't listen. So they would both be talking over each other at the same time with Rachel crying. Rachel's just like the total pity party. Feel sorry for me. These people that went in duos, which I was a part of, really, really expected to get through this entire game without being broken up. The whole thing with Jeff and Jordan, all we want to do is spend the summer together. You know, my answer is, you should have bought a fucking ticket to Alabama and you could have spent the summer with Jordan. Why do you need to be in the Big Brother house if all you want to do is spend the summer together? If you're not there to win, get the hell out of the house.
Do you think that was a way for them to save, get themselves, you know, a few more weeks into the show? I mean,
I think it was all in seriousness, because they don't live in the same state.
Well,
yeah,
I know,
they don't.
But if they could, you know, tug on people's heartstrings and say, okay, yeah, that would be nice for you guys to be together, that would buy them time into the jury. And
it's
maybe
worked with Shelley.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't want to break up the couples, blah, 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 blah. But I think that's bullshit, too. I think she's just protecting her alliance.
I think they picked Shelley on purpose because they knew that Shelley would be on Jeff and Jordan's side and protect them to the end. I personally think, because that's all she was talking about, was Jeff and Jordan, Jeff and Jordan, Jeff and Jordan. Everything she's done is for Jeff and Jordan. But doesn't she realize if they all three go to the end that Shelley's not going to go to final two? So Shelley's, if she's making these moves, she's got to kind of make some more moves where she can.
No, Shelley's being smart because she knows that they're going to be broken up. There's no way that they're lasting to the end. Jeff is going to go home. And Jeff will go home first.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
When Jeff goes home, that's all that Jordan has is Shelley. And by the way, if you didn't know, because it wasn't, there was no feeds at the time. The reason that Shelley is with the vets was because I went up to Shelley. I know she's talked about it on the feeds. I went up to Shelley and told her, I said, listen, I'm just giving you a heads up. I'm just telling you this. I like you. I want to see you around. But Kathy went up to Rachel, and she tried to make a deal for the golden key. And Shelley's face dropped, like hit the ground. I've never seen a change in a face like that in my entire life. And she was just like, really? I'm like, yeah. I go, she's trying to work the golden key. You know, you guys, if you go up on the block, one of you's staying, one of you's going. And she wants to make sure that she's the one that's staying. And she's like, I can't believe it. I'm like, well, don't say anything. I'm just giving you a heads up, and you guys are safe this week. But, you know, we would like you to work with us, blah, 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 blah. And that's how that whole thing got set up with Shelley. I did a lot in the week I was in there. I set a lot of shit up for these people.
Mm. Evil Dick, did you see in the hammock the other night when it was Brendan and Rachel actually said, "Brendan, you can't marry me. I'm crazy."
Yes, no true words have ever been spoken.
I thought I was going to roll. I was laughing so hard. That was one of the most classic things she's ever said, one of the truest things she's ever said, I think, at that moment. And I think we're going to have to clip that and play that here on the show. That
It's too bad, you know, because this is, you know, a radio chat. But, I mean, if we could, we would play Rachel running in the backyard and then all of a sudden tripping and falling onto her face almost in Jeff's crotch, because I know that's Evil Dick's favorite clip.
That's my favorite clip. I think we played it 3 times last night, and we're going to be playing it at least 3 times every show until the end of the season.
We're going to take one more caller. This is Sheila Kennedy's friend, Vicky, from St. Louis. And then I want to play a clip that Paul put together before Evil Dick leaves, because it's so good. So we're going to bring up Vicky. This is Sheila Kennedy's friend. Hi, Vicky. How are you? You're on the Rad Reality Show with Evil Dick and Michelle Casta. Vicky?
I think Vicky
that big
just
setup,
sneezed.
And she's not even there.
I know.
Vicky?
It was a good setup, too.
Hello?
Maybe she's shy.
Hello? Oh. Can you hear me?
Vicky, we can hear you.
Yay.
Hi, Vicky.
I might have muted my phone. Hello. So I have
hello?
A question
hello?
For Evil Dick. Hello. So, Dick, I wanted to ask you what you thought of Rachel following Danny around and ask you if it brought back memories of in your season when Eric Stein was America's player and he followed you around and was mocking you as far as eating cereal.
Nothing whatsoever. Rachel was just being annoying. Eric was just like having fun, and I didn't, you know, I even said, you know, what the hell is this? And that wasn't the only time that he had to, like, imitate me. It was he picked up a cigarette and was acting like he was smoking a cigarette at one point, and then it went in the yard, and I started blowing snot rockets on him just to see what he would do. And so whenever Eric, you know, after the first time with the cigarette is when I started, like, torturing him, and he wouldn't do it back to me like any normal person would. He did it the same way, throwing it over the shoulder. Do you know that moment in Big Brother 8 with me and Eric with the cereal was rated the funniest moment in television of 2007?
I believe it.
Really?
It definitely should
have been, because that was hilarious.
I thought so, too.
Yep. Okay, and the next question is, what do you think Dani can do to get herself back into a good position in the game now that Kalia is obviously putting her in a horrible position by putting LaJuan up on the block? He's surely going to go. So I don't understand why she didn't just put Jordan and leave herself and Dani in a good position.
No kidding.
But what do you think Dani can do now to fix it?
I think the only thing Dani could do is pray to Jesus Christ that the flesh-eating disease comes in the house and takes out half of the vets. I think that. I truly believe that. I think that their game is over. I think with that move was a move just like how we made in season 6, and that was the end of the season for for Janelle, Kaser, Howie, and James Ryan. And I think that this is that type of a move that is basically going to end the season for Danielle, Kalia. Obviously, LaJuan's going home. So I think the vets are going to run it after this.
Yeah, I'm afraid to say that's what I think as well. Even if Dominic comes back in, I don't think that's going to be enough.
No, it's too little too late. They could have went one up. They had a possibility of going one up. Instead, even if Dominic comes back, it's just going to be a wash. And, you know, they're still stuck with some pretty good competitors on the other side of the house. And not, you know, you're kind of upgrading with Dominic as opposed to LaJuan. But I can't see Dominic coming back in the game and being this big powerhouse and totally, completely trusting Danny. I think that he will end up aligning with them. But if he sees the situation, who knows?
I guess only time will tell, I guess, right?
Yeah, when you don't even try to propel your own game and you try to play the safe way and you take out your own people, their game makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It's stupid, and it's a total clownish move that at this point they get what they deserve. I'm not pushing for Dom to come back in the house anymore. I can honestly give a shit. If they don't care about their own game, I'm not going to care about their game.
Yeah, taking out your own people when it's a numbers game is not good gameplay.
No.
But it's and
I wonder if
world.
Leah will ever know that she did the wrong thing. Do you think she'll ever realize it?
Oh, yeah. I think that when she comes out of the house, she's going to hear it nonstop for at least 10 years. I know that Marcella still hears about it to this day, and that was over 10 years ago.
Right.
So, yeah. I know that Matt Hoffman, with the diamond power of veto that gets Kathy out, is still hearing about that to this day.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Well, thank you, Vicki, for calling in. I appreciate it, sweetie.
Okay, thanks for letting me talk. See you.
Evil Dick, we have one more caller on the switchboard. Would you mind going ahead and taking one more?
No, not at all. But my phone is going to
we'll
run out, so if
up.
I disconnect, you know what happened.
Okay.
All right, well, let's try to get this in there before your phone disconnects.
Okay. Dina, you're live on the Rad Reality Show with Evil Dick and Michelle Casta.
What's up, everybody? How are y'all doing tonight?
Real
good,
Dina.
Let me
make this quick. Evil Dick's phone is about to run out, so you've got
I'm running up to my charger now.
Okay,
real fast. Hey, Evil Dick, I thought you were absolutely great, as always, and I love your new website, but do you not believe that this was total bullshit on Big Brother's part on having newbies and veterans coming in on the same season? And do you think by any chance that, you know, Big Brother, I think they wasted their chance by having all the veterans all on one season. And if so, if they come up and put their heads out of their asses and give us fans what we really truly want, who would you like to go in there with? And do you think you'll have that other opportunity to go back in the house?
Well, geez, that's
a
lot of
questions. Are you speaking of like an All-Stars?
Absolutely.
Let me take the first question first. I think it's totally fair. I think that they've done it in Survivor. They did a Fans versus Favorites. I think at the end you're going to look at least as many newbies as you are as vets in the final four. I think it's all about gameplay, so on and so forth. And they outnumbered us to start with. It's not my fault that they were so stupid that it could be so easily manipulated. What was the next question?
Well, it was.
Do
just
you think that?
You go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead. It's your question.
Somebody go ahead. Like Chip and Dale.
Who would you have in there?
No,
who would
All-Stars?
You like to go in there? I mean, All-Stars.
I think All-Stars should be the best players. It wasn't like that last time. There was only one winner with Dr. Will. I don't think that, and no offense to anybody I'm naming, but I don't think that Kaser deserved a spot in All-Stars. I don't even think Howie and quite a number of them, to be honest with you. But I think it should be the best players. I would love to play against Dr. Will, against Dan, against Janelle, against June from season four. And I don't know, could name off a number of others, but those should be the top picks, I would think.
Absolutely.
Those should be the top picks, I would think. And I think it should be a two All-Stars from all season. And of course.
Of course you can.
Come on, I got backdoored. I need to go back in there for a little payback, you know? I got backdoored like a bitch.
Hey, you were in Jesse's alliance. What do you want from me?
Hey, I got out. Hey, once he got out, I was on my own, and hey, I did well for as far as I could get with that whole alliance.
You pick your alliances when you go in. The way these games play is that, look at, like, okay, you can't make excuses about alliances. Look at Danielle. Danielle turned on the strongest alliance in the house to basically align with Kalia and LaJuan.
Don't tell me that this is not her. You know, people go, oh, look at who she's with. She needs the help. And it's like she did it to herself. This girl was in the best position in the house. I said this on my segment in the show last Thursday. And she went from first to worst by trying to turn people on each other too fast. She played too fast, too hard, too early. And, you know, it backfired and blew up in her face. She still hasn't recovered from that. So what? She got HOH. So what? Kalia got HOH the next week. They could have used it to their advantage, but now, you know, they're screwing the pooch here. And Danielle's still enemy, you know, public enemy number one in the house. So the alliances that you pick, you know, are the ones that you're stuck with, and you better have the numbers.
Yeah.
Don't blow up your alliance until you have the numbers in your alliance and the rest of the house. And
timing.
They always play the same way as season 8.
Location of Big Brother is timing.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So.
Numbers and timing.
Let's hope she can try to get out of this debacle that she put herself in. Let's just pray that she can get out of this. And if she does, like I said, she deserves $500,000. She really does.
Michelle, at this point,
I don't even think she's going to have a chance.
Thank you, Michelle, so much for getting Evil Dick on the show. I hope you can come back, Dick. This has been really fun.
Yeah, I've had a good time.
It has been wonderful. We have loved having you on the show. Paul put together a really wonderful clip that I'd love to play for you regarding Brendan and Rachel, and I would love for you to hear it. It has really been a fun clip. We've only played it once on the show, and I would love for you to hear this. If you wouldn't mind, it's only 2 minutes long. Do you think your phone can hold out?
No, I'm plugged in. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. Go ahead. We're going to play this for Evil Dick.
More than that out of life. Surely Brenda and Rachel would always know how to survive. Oh. Brenda and Rachel were still going steady in the summer of 75 when they decided the marriage would be at the end of July. Everyone said they were crazy. Brenda, you know that you're much too lazy, and
Rachel,
you could never afford to live that kind of life.
Well, Dick, I really appreciate
it.
No worries, Michelle. It's all good.
I really appreciate you calling in. If you want to call at any time, promote anything you got to promote, give me a call. We'll fit you in anytime. And if you have any more last words or final words or shoot somebody in the vagina, speak now or
absolutely
hold
not.
Your penis.
They already shot themselves in the vagina. It's all over. We just have to see how it plays out now. That's all that's done.
That's right.
But thanks for having me. It was fun, and I'd love to do it again.
Definitely.
Thank you so much. We'd love to have you back anytime.
Definitely. All right, you guys.
Take care. You have a great night.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Woo. That was just fantastic.
That was
cool.
So much fun.
Virtual hugs and high fives to you, Michelle.
Oh, well, hugs and kisses back. that was
show.
A great interview. I think that, you know, he had not only, you know, the view that we all have from the outside looking in, but he was on the inside as well. And, you know, he gave us a little bit of what was going on inside while he was there. And it sounds like he did a lot in the time that he was there. And it makes you think, oh, my God, what if he had just stayed? And what would have been happening in that house? Would there have been a Brendan and Rachel trash wedding? I doubt it.
yeah, true. I didn't think about that. But every season, I always say, damn, I wish we had the feeds earlier.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe they'll do that one day, but I don't know.
I wish they would start them, you know, when they first go in the house so we could see it from the very beginning.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see how everything develops.
Right.
Because, you know, they're usually like 9 days in and, you know, we don't really know how it got there. And then, you know, we watch the live feeds and build up our own conclusion of what happened before. But it would be great to get that insight view on, you know, them starting off whatever they're starting with who and what and where. And, you know, I don't know if they'll ever change that unless they decide that they're going to go and start the show right away, but I doubt it. I doubt it.
It would be so fun to see how they initially developed their relationships and how they sort of eased into getting to know each other and that kind of thing, you know?
Yes, it would be nice, but will it happen? We have no idea.
Probably not.
But you know what? It's what we do know is that this week coming up is going to be a very interesting week in the Big Brother house.
Oh, there's so many possible ways this could all go. Just boggles my mind. It's just, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's going to be definitely good. No, I have a question. Do we have anybody on the line right now, anybody holding to talk or anything like that? Or can we have some people call in? Because I'm sure we're going to probably want to finish the show soon. If we can have a couple people call in and maybe give your thoughts on what you guys thought about our special guest, Evil Dick, and maybe play a little game. So if we can get some people called, 347-237-5506. And make sure you guys press 1. So let's get this game going if you guys want. If not, we're going to have to end the night. And we want to keep this going. So you guys let me know if we have anybody in the next couple minutes. I know that we still have a lot of people in the chat room. And if you guys have not called into the show before, come on, call in. Don't be shy. We don't bite hard.
True.
We just nibble here and there. You know?
Gobble.
We won't be shooting vaginas or anything like that unless you want.
Yeah, there's about a 30-second delay from you saying that to it getting to them. We've typed it into the chat room to call in.
Michelle plays nice.
Yes,
yeah.
I always play nice.
Yes,
I play well with others.
You can play a promo while we wait.
Oh, yes. Oh, Ben, you're on right now.
Yeah.
Yes, Ben is on.
Oh, okay.
But Ben's right. You could do that. Or did you want to wait to the very end?
I'm going to go ahead and play the new one, I think, maybe. And
let's do it. Come on, people. Don't be shy.
Yeah, don't be.
Ben doesn't bite.
While we're waiting for some people to call in.
Tracy, I got to
play this one.
Put in real quick, Cherry.
Okay.
Tracy just said, Ron Costa, you bite like a Rottweiler.
Hey, don't tell them our secrets. And why don't you call, Mr. Beaver? Why don't you call in and see if you know all about Costa? Let's see. But let's play this promo while we have Mr. Oregon Beaver get his hand out of his beaver and make a phone call.
Okay.
The Big Brother 13 Rap Party is this September 15th and will be held at the exclusive True Hollywood Club. And there are less than 50 fan passes remaining at a cost of only $65 each. This is the event to attend if you want to meet some of the most exciting house guests from both past and present seasons of Big Brother. There will also be an awesome tribute to the late Ron Radcliffe of the Rad Reality Show, which is sure to please everyone. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime chance to not only meet, but actually celebrate with the stars of Big Brother. Go to www.BigBrotherRapParty.com to get your passes today. That's all one word, BigBrotherRapParty.com. Log on now before it's too late. A big thank you goes out to Al Mellis and TVGrapevine.com for this offer.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute, Jerry. I mistyped something in. I don't know who 507 is. Just pick them up, I guess.
Okay. Tracy, you are live on the Rad Reality Show.
It's not Tracy. It's Oregon Beaver. I don't go
well,
by my real
name. I'm going to shoot you in your beaver, okay?
Please believe I'll take it. You can punch me in my vagina.
Area code 507. Who are you
no
and where are you calling from?
This is Barb from Minnesota. I'm MN Dreamer of 2 on the chat.
Hi,
well,
MN
how you doing,
Dreamer?
Barbara?
Oh, I'm doing good. Michelle, and how are you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. Well, I'm just so glad that the both of you guys called in, Barbara and Mr. Oregon Beaver. Now, my question is, would you guys like to play a little fun game against each other? Would
sure.
That be okay?
I don't think it's fair. I always win, but all right. We've only
played Barbara, those are some fighting words, Barbara.
Yeah.
Bring it.
All right. Well,
which
I think, Cherry, we're getting ready to play True or False with the Portuguese Princess. Can we get our promo?
Oh, no.
I believe we can.
No, you can't.
Yes.
Can't get it.
Okay.
Like
Benny
Hill music.
We're ready to
all
play.
Right, so I guess we have the battle of the dreamer take on the beaver.
Oh, it's on.
And I'm going to just allow the dreamer, Miss Barbara, you're going to be the first one to answer the question, and Beaver, you will be second. Whoever gets the most points after 5 questions will be the winner, and we will tell you what your prize is at the end. Now, the questions are going to be true or false. I'm going to make a statement. You're going to say if it's true or false. Do you both understand the rules of the game?
Yes.
Okay.
No,
are you guys ready?
True.
Ready to begin?
Yes. Why'd you go? Geez, maybe I'm a little retarded. Come on. Slow.
Okay. Ready.
So,
my first question is, or I should say my statement, is the Portuguese princess, that will be me, I am taller than my mother and father.
True.
Is that a true statement?
True.
Barbara, what is it, true or false? You're saying true?
True.
And Mr. Oregon Beaver, what is your answer?
God, it's true. You're like taller than me, Amazon.
All right, well, the answer is I am taller than my mom and dad. That is true.
Yay.
You both get a point. So 1 point for Dreamer, 1 point for the Beaver.
Right.
Second question. I have never been on a hot air balloon ride. Is that true or false? Barbara, what is your answer?
False.
You're saying false, that I've never been on a hot air balloon ride. Okay. And Oregon Beaver, what is your answer?
I'm saying I have to go opposite because I want to win a point. So regardless how I feel, I'm going true.
So you're saying that's a true statement, that I've never been on a hot air balloon. And Barbara, you're saying that's false.
Correct.
Okay. Well, the answer is I have been on a hot air balloon ride. Oh, Beaver, you're already going down 1 point. So we got Barbara, 2 points. Beaver, 1 point. Next question. I did not win a POV on my season of Big Brother 10. Dreamer, true or false? False. And what is your answer? Beaver.
I'm going opposite. True. I got to get a point.
So you're saying true, Beaver, and Dreamer, you're saying false. Well, the correct answer is I did win POV on Big Brother 10. So another point for Dreamer. All right. Well, that's 3-1.
I was told to throw the competition. I was told
I
to
never
throw
anything.
I was told
okay.
To...
Well, we're gonna keep going, even though technically you're still lost right now, Beaver.
Oh,
my next question.
Also represent.
Yes. I have been engaged 3 times. Barbara, is that true or false?
I'm going to say false.
You're saying false. And Mr. Beaver?
I'm going to have to say false, too, because I want to ask you to marry me right now, so that makes 4. So your question would be false, because it would be 4 times.
Hey, don't try to suck up to the host, okay?
Hey.
It's working. It's working good, but let's just keep it on the lowdown, okay?
I'm rigging your question, so I'm right. I am not trying to kiss your ass, but so yeah, my answer's false.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say that you guys are both absolutely correct.
Yay!
I have only been engaged 1 time, and it was a mistake. I hope my ex isn't listening. Oh, boy. So we have 4-2. I'm just going to keep going because you guys are making it this good. Okay.
Fix it.
True or false? And this is going to be the last question because, we'll make it one more. We'll make it one more. This will be the second to last, but we'll make one more.
Sure.
We need to keep it interesting. True or false? Is this a true or false statement? I have eaten blood sausage. Is that true, Barbara, or false?
I'll say true.
You're going to say true?
That's
and
so
what's
random.
Your answer,
you wouldn't
Beaver?
Just make, you wouldn't just make that up. That's got to be true. Who just thinks of blood sausage off the top of their head? So, yes.
Well, the answer is true. I have eaten blood sausage.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're just not going to continue this because, you know, you're getting just crushed, Beaver. You're getting demolished.
Baby.
All right.
Oh,
and
can we talk about
and Barbara,
now?
You are the winner of
Yay!
True or False with the Portuguese Princess. And Beaver, you're
the
loser. Well, Miss Barbara, Miss Dreamer, if you can somehow, are you on Facebook or Twitter or?
Yeah, I talked to you on Twitter.
Okay, well, if you can send me a direct message, and give me your address because you won an autographed pic of me and my famous red unitard autographed personally for you.
Woo-hoo!
So if there's anything you want me to say on it, you let me know. But please make sure you send me your address. Oregon Beaver, you've seen me in my unitard up close and personal.
Probably.
So don't even be a pouty face.
That's true. I just want the booty fries. I just want boobs.
Thank you both for playing True or False with the Portuguese Princess. I really appreciate it. And make sure that you guys always follow me and listen to the things I say because they will be on this game show. And if you guys want to win, you've got to keep up with the program. And obviously, Beaver did not do that.
You can keep calling back in and playing, though, and try to win that picture next time.
Yeah,
I would say, Beaver,
you need to try again.
I want my own, like, special half hour on the show so I can actually be myself and talk. So, you know, I don't like to share. I'm very selfish that way. So that's why I don't call in, because you guys have so many people that kick ass and are fucking awesome on the show that I can't come in and compete or make them look bad or I would look bad. I just can't risk that.
Oh, I'm serious.
Go ahead.
How much time
goodness.
Do we have left there, Cherry?
Somebody said they were
wild to extend the show, but We are down to 5 minutes, so we need to go ahead and start wrapping it up.
Yes. Well, I'd like to thank Barbara if she's still on. Thank you again, and make sure you get in touch with me so you can get your picture. And Oregon Beaver, we will set aside a half hour where we can just pick your beaver. We're going to pick your beaver till it goes, till it gets irritated, okay?
I've not been allowed, I think, on SuperPass because I haven't done it for 2 years, but on there because I literally think I rub everyone the wrong way. And every chat room, no matter where I am, comment I make, everyone hates me for some reason. I just do not get it.
They're all in the Beaver.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, don't you worry. Don't you worry about it, Beaver.
Oh, I'm not worried. I just need to vent somewhere and get funny stuff off my chest that people actually will understand and stuff. So I will definitely take advantage and use you guys for that if you'll use me. I mean, it's use. I like it.
Gladly.
Well, yeah, we will definitely make the Beaver. The Beaver
the
30-minute
hour, what?
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting segment of vaginas and beavers and whatever else gets stuck in the middle.
It'll be real talk and real stuff. It wouldn't just be talking boobies and vagina. It'll be real stuff, but
you talk about your movie.
Yeah, that's it.
Whatever you say.
Yeah. All right, I'll leave you guys. You can end the show, and I'll... shut up.
Thank you, Beaver.
Thank you so much. You have a great
night. We didn't want to have to shut you up. We're glad that you did that for us.
And you know how. See you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Right, thank you. Well,
bye-bye.
Well, I mean, I don't know about you, Cherry and Paul, but what a great show tonight. I really hope that all the listeners, we had a lot of people in the chat room. We had lots of people listening, and I'm sure a lot of people that weren't able to make it we'll definitely go in the archives and listen to our show tonight so you guys can get Dick's aspects of what's going on and, you know, his insight, which was great. And we're going to make sure we get him back on again because I'm sure that the way this house has flipped in the past 24 hours, you know how many 24 hours are left in this house? A lot.
I know.
There'll be a lot more flipping and just a lot of crazy stuff that's going to go on. So we'll try to get him back before the end of the season. I personally just want to thank all you guys for helping out the back scenes and everybody else who's called in and all the chatters who are still chatting in the chat room. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just thanks for all your support. And I just want to say Ron would have just freaked
absolutely.
Knowing that Evil Dick was on here, and he would have been like, oh, my God, can you guys excuse me? I have to go pee. Because he would have been so excited.
He would have.
Okay? He would have been so excited. So I hope, Ron, that, you know, you're listening and watching from above and are happy and that we always are thinking about our Ron. And we miss him dearly and love him. So thanks to everybody for listening.
To the wrap party in L.A., I played the promo, and those tickets are going to go fast. They're going to do commercials in Hollywood, and those will start on the 15th of August. So once those commercials start in Hollywood, those tickets are going to get sold out in the blink of an eye. So if you're considering going to that wrap party, you better get your tickets now.
Dang.
There will be a tribute to Ron Rad, and that's going to be awesome. I just can't say enough to Al Mellis and TV Grapevine for doing this for Ron. With that, I want to invite everyone back to the Rad Reality Show on Thursday for the roundtable with Cowboy, Michael Cowboy Ellis from BB6. Please come back and join us. Thank you so much. See you on Thursday. I'm going to close it out with Ron. Thank you all for joining us tonight. You all have a great night. God bless.
Bye, everybody. Love
and
you guys.
This show was brought to you by the Rad Reality Show. And I'm the host, Ron Rad, and you've listened to the Rad Reality Show. God bless you guys. Come back Thursday.
Good night.
Good night, Michelle. Good night, Paul. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Cherry.